It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's congressional delegation has opinions about the proposals in President Biden's address last night. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports the president inspired Democrats and brought out the ire of Republicans.
Democratic Senator Michael Bennett says Biden outlined an agenda that a majority of Coloradans support, from immigration to infrastructure. Representative Joe Neguse liked Biden's plans to address childhood poverty and climate change. In general, he added the speech provided
a compelling and optimistic and a hopeful vision for the future of our country.
But the speech fell flat for Republicans. The Western Slope's Lauren Boebert implied Biden's speech bombed, while Congressman Doug Lamborn faulted proposals for, quote, outrageous spending. He also criticized Biden for governing in a partisan manner. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The president proposed devoting more than $100 billion to provide 2 free years of community college. Colorado Community College board member Landon Mascarenhas praised that idea, saying it will encourage more people to continue their education after high school.
Critical for our workforce. It's critical for our economy.
In the state legislature, a bill to give sexual assault survivors more information about the evidence in their cases is headed to the governor's desk. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
There have been reports in the past about law enforcement agencies destroying rape kits without testing them. Under the new policy, Colorado agencies would be required to keep that evidence until the statute of limitations for the crime has expired, and for 10 years after that, if the victim requests it. The bill also allows assault survivors to request that they be kept informed about what happens to that evidence, including finding out when a law enforcement agency sends it for testing and what the results are. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
The Denver City Council could decide the fate of one high-profile building. Denver 7 News wants to sell its studios, but the site has been nominated for landmark designation. The building at Speer and Lincoln was built in 1959. This is CPR News.